It's Weekend Edition on Michigan Radio, your NPR news station. Joining us now is Michigan Radio's political analyst, Jack Lessenberry, for a look at what's been happening state this week. Jack, a new report says a quarter of Michigan homeowners are underwater on their mortgages. That's a lot, but it's actually a big improvement, isn't it?
Well, yes, it was much worse just a few years ago, a few months ago even. And, of course, being underwater means that you owe more on your mortgage than you could get if you sold your home. Of course, that's all sort of theoretical. Some people get more, some people less when they actually have to sell their home. And if you don't want to sell your home in the foreseeable future, it's actually not that bad a thing, partly because this has caused property taxes to go down. But most people's main investment in their life is in their home. And of course, most of us want our homes to be worth as much as possible.
Republican candidate for Congress David Trott is not getting much love in Metro Detroit. People are calling him out on his foreclosure work during the recession. Fair criticism, Jack, or just a dirty job somebody had to do?
Well, it's pretty clear that he had his firm specialized in mortgage foreclosures, and some of the people who were evicted under questionable circumstances. I'm citing that from the Detroit Free Press a few months ago, did a huge major look at Mr. Trott's enterprises. It should be said, of course, that a lot of people were being foreclosed by other people, too, in sort of the grim years of the Great Recession. And we need to mention that the polls still show, this is a mainly Republican district, the last poll I showed David Trott about 12 points ahead of Bobby McKenzie, the Democrat. But there's a big wild card here. Kerry Bentivoglio, who's now the congressman who lost the primary, is kind of bitter about this, and he's running a write-in effort, and any vote he gets is going to be a vote taken away from David Trott. So this may provide some suspense on election night.
Indeed. Well, the Michigan Supreme Court is not going to reconsider its decision that more than 350 juvenile lifers in state prisons will not get parole hearings. Next up, U.S. Supreme Court, Jack?
Well, maybe. The Supreme Court ruled some time ago, the U.S. Supreme Court last year, I believe, that in future cases, you couldn't sentence juvenile lifers to prison without chance of parole. And the question is, was that retroactive? And the Michigan Supreme Court said no. The fact that they wouldn't revisit it is scarcely a surprise. It's the same group of justices, and their decision was not that long ago. I should mention for people, you know, my first reaction was that, the states have to go along with what the U.S. Supreme Court said. It had to be ex post facto. But I talked to one of the justices on the Michigan Supreme Court who actually is in favor of extending this, who said this is a very complex legal condition, and this justice saw merit on both sides of the argument. The question is, will the Supreme Court take it up? I think it's likely that they will, but I wouldn't hold your breath. It may take years.
Well, as always, thanks for your thoughts, Jack. Have a great weekend.
You too.